Well, even though it feels like we can begin each new year with a clean slate, with unbounded hope and great optimism for the coming year, a bucket of ice-cold water to match the single digits that are on their way this week is inevitably dumped over our heads at some point in the coming year, and to that I say, drat. And that's precisely what happens in our prescribed scripture lessons that Susie will read for us on this, the first Sunday of the new year, on this Epiphany Sunday. You see, in each of our two lessons for this morning, and also the very fitting offertory music, Home by Another Way, we have that same good news, bad news scenario playing out in the lessons and in that song. So which do you want first, the good news or the bad news? We've got a mixed crowd here. Okay. The 8 o'clock service wanted the good news first. The bad news first and then go to the good news. We're going to end with good news, but we're going to start here with the good news this new year. The news that we have is that God is always with us. God has redeemed us. Well, here in Isaiah, God has called us by name. And we hear in the passage from Matthew, there is a newborn child at journey's end who will overwhelm us with joy. And at the manger, we can find a true home for our hearts and for our lives. So that's the good news. The bad news is the world and the journey home can be filled with dangerous fires, raging waters. There are cruel kings who scheme to slaughter innocent children. The way to the manger can be extremely dangerous if we do not keep our eyes on the weather charts for potentially stormy weather that lies ahead. And so, in other words, the way home to the manger, the way home to baby Jesus, the way home to a place of peace, a place of safety, can have its potholes and pitfalls, crises and challenges. And so sometimes we simply need to find another way home. We simply need to go home by another way.
Our first reading today is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And the second reading is from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it was written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd, who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned to dream in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Well, the wise men, the three kings, the magi, the philosophers, they've been called all sorts of things over the centuries. We learned that they were not the only people traveling over this holiday season. According to AAA, for the first time, we topped over 100 million travelers traveling throughout the country over the holiday weekends. And that was partly due, they suspect, to the lowest gas prices in over 6 years, which prompted me to think, how much was a bag of grain, and how many bags of grain did it take for the camels to make it from the east to the manger? Well, be that as it may. So as we traveled, as we learned in the children's message, we now have this wonderful new technology, smartphones, GPSs. So if we suspect, because of all this traffic, that we're going to have some trouble, either an accident or roadblocks or detours or just a lot of traffic out there, we can find alternative ways home from grandmother's house over the river and through the woods. We can find alternative ways home using our GPSs and our smartphones. And I'm sure there are a few of you out there that use them, the Google Maps. And if you show your route, you can see some green. Your route might show green, it might show yellow, or it might show that dreaded red. So for those that don't use it, that green means you got smooth sailing on the highways. If you see some yellow, that means there's a little delay, things have slowed down a little bit. If you see red, you may want to avoid it because maybe the traffic has come to a complete stop. Now life, as we journey through life, we sometimes wish we had GPSs and smartphones to guide us, because sometimes we do get green roads that say it's smooth sailing. In the coming weeks or months or the coming year, we project smooth sailing. But we can see also that some of our roads might have a little bit of yellow, maybe some uncertainty, some disappointments, not sure where the road is going to turn, or we might see some red or just experience some red. And that might be the death of a loved one or a tragedy. So that's great. GPSs and smartphones are great for 91 and 95 and Route 2, but maybe not so good for traveling through life. So perhaps we are left on our own as we travel this journey of life, or are we?
If the GPS and the smartphone won't work, how do we find our way home? If life is really just tough right now, how do we find our way home? Sometimes we have to go home by another way, to find that home that's filled with safety and peace and love. Well, this short story hopefully will answer some of those deep life questions. You see, it was Christmas Eve, and it was Riverside Church in New York City, and the pews were packed. And it was their pageant service. You know, everybody had worked really hard on this pageant service to make this Christmas story come to life, to bring it home. And so, the innkeeper, that's where we were in the story. The innkeeper is supposed to say, there's no room at the inn, right? Pretty simple. Although, if you look at scripture, actually, that's not in there. But yet, we envision this strong person saying, there's no room at the inn, right? So the pageant director thought this was a perfect part for young Tim. You see, he was an enthusiastic and earnest youth of the congregation who happened to have Down syndrome. So the simple one line was what the pageant director said this is Tim's part, enthusiastic one line. So they had practiced it over and over and over again at home and with the pageant director, and they thought that Tim had it down. And so here we are at the moment, and Mary and Joseph have walked down the center aisle, and we're right at the altar, and there's Tim in his bathrobe with it tied tight around his broad belly. And the congregation leans forward, and the pageant director leans forward, and his parents lean forward, because it's his time. There's no room at the inn, he says in a booming voice, and everybody smiles. But wait! And Mary and Joseph had already moved a few steps beyond, turn around and wait, and everybody leans forward and listens. You can stay at my home.
Just when we think there is no room in the inn for us, just when we think that there is no home for us, just when we think life's darkness might possibly overwhelm us, we too hear that voice, you can stay at my home, you can stay at my home. We all yearn on our journey of life for a place of safety, a place of peace, a place of security. We all yearn on our life's journey for a place that we can call home and that we can feel God's presence in our lives. Anita Wheatcroft later in life writes the story of her childhood experience of a pageant, also in a big New York City cathedral-like place, Long Isle. She was a young girl, had just moved to the city. A family trauma and disappointments had forced the family to move a long ways away from the Midwest to New York City. And so she had settled in into her new life, but still there was that sense of homesickness. She missed her grandparents, missed her familiar friends. But on that Christmas Eve, they gathered, she and her family gathered at the back of the church, and it was darkness. And then soon the lights and the candles came up, and down the long aisle came a procession of real animals at this particular church, real animals, shepherds with their beards, and the wise men. And the spotlight followed them down to the major scene. Well, this little girl, Anita, was just taken up by the whole experience. She followed them down the aisle, just followed them right down the aisle, and found herself at the manger. And this is what she wrote. Use her own words. The journey down that long aisle was an early spiritual journey for me, yet it felt like a kind of homecoming. When I reached the manger scene, there were sleepy donkeys, real sheep, and Mary and Joseph beneath an angel with outstretched wings. Above all, there was a light in the manger unfolding us in its glow. Kneeling in front of it, I had a sense of exaltation, of self-offering, as real as any I have ever known since. This was real to me, and I was there. Of course, it didn't last long. I was lifted to my feet by an usher and carried down the aisle, back to my embarrassed family, and the pageant swept on. I was vaguely aware of subdued smiles, and my parents' whispered scolding did not matter. My discovery was my own, and I had something now that no one could ever take from me. I had been to Bethlehem. I had seen it all for the first time, and I would never forget it.
On this Epiphany Sunday and in this new year, we have been to Bethlehem and will never be the same. On this Epiphany Sunday and in this new year, we have been a part of that colorful, dramatic procession down the aisle to the manger that's lit. On this Epiphany Sunday and in this new year, we have been transformed and changed. And we, of course, realize that we are home with God. Yes, we will hit the traffic jams and the potholes. Sometimes we will see those yellow and red marks on our GPSs and on our phones. We will come across distractions and detours, depression and sadness, both in our own lives and in the world. Sometimes we will simply have to find another way home. But through it all, we remember Isaiah's words, that God is with us through it all. God is with us. And hopefully in our minds and in our hearts, we hear God calling, "You can come to my home."
Those magic men, the Magi, some people call them wise, or Oriental, even kings. Well, anyway, those guys, they visited with Jesus, they sure enjoyed their stay, and then, warned in a dream of King Herod's scheme, they went home by another way. Yes, they went home by another way, home by another way. Maybe me and you can be wise guys too and go home by another way. We can make it another way. Safe home, as they used to say. Keep a weather eye to the chart on high and go home another way. Steer clear of royal welcomes. Avoid a big to-do. A king who would slaughter the innocents will not cut a deal for you. He really, really wants those presents. He'll comb your camel's fur till his boys announce they found trace amounts of your frankincense, gold, and myrrh. It's time to go home by another way, home by another way. Gotta figure the gods, say and play the odds, and go home by another way. We can make it another way. Safe home, as they used to say. Keep a weather eye to the child on high, and go home another way. Home is where they want you now. You can more or less assume that you'll be welcome in the end. Mustn't let King Herod haunt you so, or fantasize his features when you're looking at a friend. Well, it pleasures me to be here and to sing this song for you. They tell me that life is a miracle, and I figure that it's true. But Herod's always out there. He's got a card on file. It's a lead pipe cinch if you give an inch. Old Herod likes to take a mile. It's best to go home by another way, home by another way. Well, we got this far by a lucky star, and tomorrow is another day. We can make it another way. Safe home, as they used to say. Keep a weather eye to the child on high and go home another way. Go home another way.